Everybody, Coach John here, back again with you on a very happy TGIF Friday, May 10th, 2024. Recently, I was listening to the Burn podcast from Ben Newman, and check out the show notes because I got the link there for you. But he brought up just some great points. It was all about getting some coaching lessons, right? The idea that we all need to be coached, you know, meaning we all need help. There's nobody gets through life on their own without any help, without any interaction with anybody. And there's plenty of coaching, quote unquote, coaching out there, plenty of mentors out there, plenty of learning out there to where, as long as you're open to learning every day, I think, and finding the variety of lessons that are out there for you to pick up and take with you and grow, it's the whole mentality of getting up every day, looking forward to getting better, right? Looking forward to learning more. And that fits right in with, if you are in a profession, in a career, if you're doing something with your life that you enjoy doing, right? And it makes a difference for others, that always helps. I always tell my students that, you know, life can be really good. When you enjoy waking up every morning, you look at that alarm, and you're like, oh, good, let's go, you know, instead of dreading, instead of, oh, crap, I got to go here. I got to go, oh, boy, I got another day of this, whatever that is. You don't want to be dreading that stuff, right? And there's a line in this podcast where he gets coached. He works with Ed Mylett. And Ed Mylett, of course, another great podcast I listen to. They are really close. They love working together. The lessons that they learn from each other are just powerful. And it's great tapping into this on these two podcasts and others, right? But he mentioned how we are never finished growing, right? We are never finished. It's an own it mentality every day. It's understanding that your success in life is long obedience in the same direction with aggressive patience. I had to listen to that a few times, and then I played it to make sure I, you know, typed up the quote correctly. Aggressive patience. I don't think we hear that too much, right? And then you're like, what the heck is it? I think it's focused patience. In other words, when you're going in a direction that you know is good, that you know is building something great, there's a long obedience to making sure that you still keep going in that same direction, doing the same thing that you want to do, that you know is the right thing to do. It's in your heart, it's in your soul, right? You're finding little bits of success here and there, but you know it's like bigger than yourself and you're going in the same direction. Aggressive patience is, I think, the key to realizing that it's going to take time. It's not going to be overnight, right? It's not going to happen tomorrow. It is something that you build your life going after, that journey, right? It just is really powerful, I think, when you connect with that. And then you start seeing other things that come into play, right? My daily reading with The Traveler's Gift by Andy Andrews, picked this up yesterday. It's the fourth lesson. I read it on Thursday, about I have a decided heart, right? Having a decided heart. And so I read this summary of that lesson, and it hit me that my passion or drive for helping others, make a difference for others, especially in the arena of young people, you know, students and athletes and teachers and coaches, but others too. It's not just limited to that arena. You know, if you work as an accountant, right, doesn't mean I don't want you listening to my stuff, or I can't help you because you're not in teaching or in sports, right? You're not a teacher or coach. You're not an athlete or a student. No. Anybody, I'm looking to help anybody because I am picking up help for me from so many sources, right? So many areas, so many different people that I count as mentors, teachers, coaches, influencers for me, life changers, right? And it hit me reading this again that, man, if I don't do this, if I don't keep growing in this and keep chasing after this and keep building it and keep connecting with people, there's going to be a lot of people that get left out from the standpoint of they won't hear that certain message. They won't get in touch with that certain book, that certain podcast, a certain video, a certain thought or idea that lit a match, lit a spark in them that they go on, in that direction for their success, for finding out things in their life. And they won't be able to help others and help themselves because I didn't share something. And I'm not saying what I have is great and life-changing and I know everything. No. I think if all of us look to help others and share lessons and share connections, and again, it's not like I'm talking to all 8 billion plus people in the world. There's just a few people listening to this podcast, which is great, right? But I know it's making connections because I've received feedback from people, right? They go out thinking differently. They got a different idea. They feel better about themselves. They overcome obstacles because that's what I'm doing. Not successful every day. I struggle too, right? But I think if all of us can help others, we can help change the world, so to speak, little bits and pieces. That's all it is. Living our best life and doing things that, help other people out, no matter what we do as a career, right? If more people just took this to heart, right, and understand that we don't get through life alone, and that things like what Ben Newman's saying about coaching and we need help. Help is out there. We got to seek it. Fire up every day, going after whatever you want to do. Building your brand, building your business. Becoming that doctor, becoming that lawyer, becoming a business owner. Right, becoming the best mom or dad that you can be. Right, becoming the best baseball player, soccer player, whatever it is. It's endless what this can be connected to, right? I just felt strongly about it, and it also hammered home the point. I read Traveler's Gift, those summary lessons, every morning, right? Some people would wonder, well, why do you read the same thing every day, right? Or watch the same movie 42 times, or go back and listen to that podcast, 5 times. Every time we listen, read, or watch something, we are a different person in our life. We are in a different, we're older, obviously. Can't get away from that. But we have different things that have happened to us. We have different ideas from day to day. And so things can hit us differently. So when I was reading that yesterday morning, from Traveler's Gift, I have a decided heart. That thought came to me about I need to keep going after, this calling that I have, this dream of doing what the things I'm doing, right? Because I know it's helping people. Might be just one person, but that one person, it'll change their world, right? And then that person, the people that they are connected with and influence and help and are part of their lives, they might say, do share something that helps somebody else. And it goes on and on and on and on. And that's the powerful thing, right? If people have this on their heart, understanding that they make a difference for others, you really do, wherever you go. I saw a post yesterday, and I need to probably find it and track it down and give it the correct credence instead of me trying to butcher it here, trying to remember it without seeing it. If you go into leadership to lead and be the boss, right? It's not going to be too successful. If you go through life helping others, making a difference for others, serving others, right? You'll become a leader, right? If you look to become a leader by being a boss or telling people what to do, and I'm butchering it already, I know I am. That's not how to go after a leadership, quote unquote, leadership title, right? Just go out and serve. Just go out and help. Then you're being a leader, right? Then you're being a leader. And I think this is part of it. And so, pretty powerful thing to end a week here for me. On a Friday, and it just tells me I'm going in the right direction, right? And what Ben said, we are never finished. Right? It's an own it mentality every day. It's an understanding that your success in life is long obedience in the same direction with aggressive patience. Man, like I said, I had to let that one sink in. Aggressive patience, long obedience. You just got to keep at it every day, you guys. Just keep hammering away. Don't give up, right? If one day you don't do your reading or you slip up and do something that you know is not getting you closer to your goals, is taking you farther away, own it. Fess up. My hand goes up in the air. I'm looking in the mirror right now. Yep, John, you messed up, right? Fix it. Own it. Nobody else's fault, okay? Get back on track, right? Without beating myself up too much, which again is a work in progress for me every single day. But just powerful stuff, you guys. All right, you guys. Hey, sorry for going over time here, but this was a passionate one for me. This is definitely an eye opener, just kind of like an aha moment, a little tweak across the nose, finger flick, slap in the face, cold water on my face, whatever, a wake up call. Or just keep at it. Just keep going. Just keep going. Don't quit. Don't stop. And hopefully this helps you too. Okay? All right, you guys. Hey, keep smiling. Keep moving forward. Help somebody else out, right? And just understand that you're doing great stuff. Okay? Keep at it every single day. Okay? Every single day. All right? Take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.